Here are the headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 25, 1921. Providing for expenditures aggregating $474,318.74, or $142,359.17 more than was appropriated last year, the 1921 budget ordinance was unanimously voted at a special session of the City Council yesterday afternoon. The customary row, however, was not lacking in argument between Mayor Arwin E. Price and Commissioner Frank M. Lasher marking the session. "You make me tired," Mayor Price declared during the argument. "You're as full of pipe dreams as our city attorney." The discussion resulted when Mayor Price declared, "It's too much, gentlemen, but it's the best that I could do," just as reading of the total appropriation had been complete. "It's not any larger than our receipts will be," said Commissioner Lasher. If we don't appropriate it, we can't spend it. You know that as well as I do." Purchase of the O'Byrne Building at Spring and Milwaukee Streets, the home of the Courier and the Elgin offices of the Stuart Warner Speedometer Corporation, is to be considered at a special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Oddfellows Building Association tonight. An offer to sell the building for $75,000 is reported to have been made to the association by E.J. O'Byrne. It was announced that the proposition will probably be definitely settled at tonight's meeting. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.